It's time again for your Portland Morning Brew. Casual conversations with business, city, and community leaders and influencers. Get to know your neighbors. News, views, and events all centered around our community. Now here's your host, Troy Holden.
Good morning and welcome back to Portland's Morning Brew, Chamber of Commerce podcast here locally in Portland, Tennessee, Sumner County. We reach out all over the area, but this is mainly our Chamber of Podcast people and members and people that support the Chamber. And today we have something a little different, something that it really caught my interest when I was able to look at this guest. This is Maddie Taylor here in Portland, Tennessee. Welcome, Maddie.
Hey, y'all. Thank you for having me.
Well, we're glad to have you, and I'm going to let you tell everybody what you do.
Okay. I am an 18-year-old country pop music artist and singer-songwriter from Portland, Tennessee. I started with vocal competitions, and now I'm doing farmers markets and just singing around. I have 5 singles out on all streaming platforms, so y'all can go check me out on all of that. And yeah, I'm on social media too.
Now, where do you post your streaming music? Do you do Spotify, Apple? How do you do yours?
Yes. So Spotify, Apple Music, Pandora, wherever you stream music.
Nice.
So it should be on there.
And is it just under Maddie Taylor Music, or how are you listed?
Just Maddie Taylor.
Just Maddie Taylor. All right. That makes it easy.
That's right.
So I'm trying to put that on everybody, because for my voiceover business, it's Troy Holden Voices. That way, you know, they know I'm not doing music anymore, which you and I talked about that a little bit earlier, and we may get back into that some. So Maddie, tell us, this is a question I always have for people who talk about being a songwriter. What came first for you? The writing, were you writing other things? Were you writing poetry and it led to songs, or did the music kind of come first?
I would say, I mean, at 9 years old, I wrote like little songs that were probably like sparkle, 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 whatever. But I did start writing poems and just kind of like rhyming words together, just like what I felt. And then it led into songwriting, and it's just kind of like my superpower now. That's how I express my feelings and myself. So
yeah. Yeah. Nice. So creatively, you know, songwriters have to be very creative people. They have to be people in touch with their feelings. They have a lot going on, a lot to express. Are there other ways? And are there other creative type things that you do as well, other than writing?
I do photography as well. So if you need a photographer, I do artists, couples, seniors, just honestly, whatever people reach out to me and ask, I do.
Yeah. I always find that songwriters usually have another outlet or two, and usually one thing inspires the other. You know, the photography can definitely, you can see stories and
for sure
and, turn that into songs for sure. Absolutely.
I feel like that definitely led into that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing to me. I told you before we came on, I was a songwriter at one time, had a publishing contract in Nashville way back in the middle 80s, I guess it was. Middle 80s, 86 or somewhere around in there. And it was a heck of a thing. I mean, back then the industry, of course, was totally different. Garth Brooks had just come onto the scene, and there were, you know, a lot of singer-songwriters starting to come about and gain a lot of popularity. The music was going two different directions. There was the Garth Brooks, Travis Tritt, a lot of that stuff coming in that was changing the face of the music. And, you know, just as it did a few years ago when there was different types of country music coming in, and some people say, well, it was more rappy or it was more pop or whatever. Just as that came in back in the mid 80s, and this has come in lately, everybody's saying, oh, it's changing, it's going to go away, it's not going to be the same. But the roots of the music doesn't change that much. You know,
right.
I think it it still remains true to its heritage, and you know, country music has always been about, you know, friends and family and, you know, life. which, right. you know, all music can be, but country especially. Now, what would you say your focus is mostly on your songwriting? Are you telling stories? Are you just getting into things about family, or how does yours usually reflect?
So my music is mostly about like relationships and breakups. I love sad songs. Mm-hmm. Sad songs, I feel like they, you know, people connect with those a lot. I do like writing fun songs, but it's so hard for me. I don't know why. I don't mm-hmm. understand why it's so hard for me to write a fun song.
Right.
I did write one. It's called Living For It. It's out. It's about summer, and it's just always a bop.
Right.
Yeah, but definitely heartbreak songs. I love writing about that. I actually love writing to other people's stories. So when people tell me like a story that they've been through, I love writing to that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's how as a creative, you're going to gather those things. You're going to take those stories yeah. and turn them into something. And that's great. I know for me, and I haven't written in a while, I moved into gospel music and wrote some gospel songs, quite a few, but I know for me, it was always something I saw, something somebody said. Probably the best hook line I ever had during all this time. There's an old saying, you know, hey, what's a girl like you doing in a place like this? And I flipped
that. I heard that.
Yeah, it's a very old line, but I flipped that to what's a place like this doing to a girl like you? And
I like
wrote
that.
It from the perspective of a girl that kept going to bars every night, trying to find the perfect match, and it was just never going to work out, you know, and just saying, hey, you need to quit doing that. You know, you're never going to find what you're looking for in a place like this, and just look at what it's doing to you. It's tearing you down. And
yes,
it's amazing
that.
How we can find a hook or something to grab onto and write about it.
I know. It's crazy. It's like once you have that hook, it's like all the words just kind of come out because you know what you're writing about.
Right, right. Do you find that sometimes the best things are the ones you just sit down and it's done. It just pops out.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes, for sure. 100%.
Yeah, I always used to hear about, you know, guys that would get together and have writing sessions, and I'm like, that's got to be hard because you're forcing yourself. You know, to
right.
me, some of the best things that I ever put together came from the spur of the moment. It just came out, and I would sit down, and in 5 minutes, I had a song, and I was like, wow, where'd that come from?
Yeah, and for me, like, I love when it flows out like that. It feels more authentic,
mm-hmm.
and you feel more with that song. Than
right.
you would if you
right.
wrote, if you sat down and made yourself write a song and like it took, I don't know, 5 hours, I feel like that wouldn't be as authentic because it didn't really flow out.
Right. Exactly. And people, they know that when they hear them, they can feel it.
Yeah.
They can feel that authenticity, that genuineness or whatever is in there. So you mentioned you were playing around at farmers markets and things like that. What other types of venues do you like to do? And kind of tell me as you talk about that, do you really like the performing or would you rather just be that behind the scenes writer?
I actually love performing. I am trying to get more bookings right now, but it's obviously a slow time of the year. But I am getting more writer's rounds on the books, and I do like gigs around at like Willie Mae's Barbecue in Springfield. That's one. I've been to BS Brewworks in Springfield too. Where else? Farmers Markets, Fall Fest in Portland, Tennessee, White House, just all like local places.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever has music and whoever lets me sing and set up, I'll sing.
And I would assume you do the Strawberry Festival?
I do, yes. May
yeah.
11th this year.
Yeah, yeah, that's coming up. Yeah, I do their TV commercial every year for them. I'm looking forward to seeing how we're going to do that one this year. It won't be long. We'll start on that. Yeah,
awesome.
I used to do the Strawberry Festival as well from the gospel side. They would have a gospel showcase, and I don't even know if they still – I don't think they have that anymore, but they used to. And the last one I did, we always did it right in front of the train track. They put the stage right up there on the back of, you know, the other side of Main Street, you know, back there where the in between where Food Line is on the street. And,
yes.
Of course, the train would come through and you'd have to stop. But the last year that I was there, this storm comes out of nowhere. You could feel the wind blowing a little bit. And then all of a sudden, it was like, it just unloaded. I mean, I just couldn't believe how hard it rained and the wind's blowing. Everybody's running for their cars. And you know, you're standing out there with microphone and electricity, and you're like, I got to get away from here. This can't be safe. But that's the last one I remember. I'm sorry?
Did that ruin the equipment?
I don't think it did. I think he had most of stuff where he could cover it up, and it, you know, it wasn't that big a deal. And I think he actually had the mixing board and the amp and everything up under, you know, one of those little sun tents or whatever they call it. So he had a canopy over it, and it was okay. But last very long. It only did that for about 5 minutes. But my gosh, chairs are blowing everywhere. It was almost like a tornado came through. It was terrible.
Tennessee is crazy.
Yeah, is crazy. Well, today's evident. You know, what is it outside? It's 75 degrees today on March the 4th. And I can remember years of, I can remember spring breaks in school where it would snow. You know, during spring break, I mean, it's crazy. We just never know here. It can, you know, it's 70 something one day and it's 20 the next day.
You never know.
And then the tornado threats that we always get, not good.
Oh my goodness.
Not good at all.
Yep.
So, we kind of talked about the events that you've been doing. We touched on the songwriting. Let's tell everybody where they can go hear you or learn more about you as far as social media.
I have a website. It is MattieTaylorMusic.com. And my name is spelled M-A-T-T-I-E. I describe it as it's with T's, not D's. And you can find like my events, songs on there. I'm on Spotify, Apple Music, Pandora, wherever you stream your music. And I don't use Twitter, but I have it. Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, all those good things.
Cool. Very good. So easy to find. When you record, do you self-record or are you going into a studio or where are you doing your recording?
My producer, his name is Justin Wance. That's so bad of me that I don't know how to say his last name, but I've never asked him. It's spelled with a Z. So he is in Nashville. He's awesome. It sounds so professional.
Yeah, good. And don't feel bad about that because I did a radio promotion this morning and I couldn't decide whether it was Jason Aldean or Jason Aldean. I just couldn't decide and I had to go look it up and I felt terrible because I thought I should know better than that. I do radio imaging all the time. I should know these guys' names, but I
think it just means their name is unique and that's a good thing.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. All right. Once again, everybody, this is Maddie with two T's, Maddie Taylor. She is local to Portland. You can go find her on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, all the social media places. It's MattieTaylorMusic.com. If you're in town during the Strawberry Festival, go by. I believe there's going to be an acoustic stage, and you can check out times for that. All of that will be on the website, the Strawberry Festival site, the Chamber of Commerce site. Much more to come because we're still a little ways off from that. We still got most of March and April and part of May to get through, but it'll be here before we know it. And
it will.
Maddie, we want to wish you the best of luck with this. If this is, and I have to guess, this is something that you're hoping will turn into a career, that this is what you're going to be doing for a long time.
Thank you. Yes, I am praying. I feel like this is my calling, so I'm going to chase it.
Good. Well, we're proud of you and we wish you all the best. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. I've enjoyed talking to you.
This was the Portland Morning Brew with Troy Holden. If you'd like to be a guest, reach out to the Portland Chamber of Commerce. We'd love to have you on the podcast. Be sure and visit the Chamber's Facebook page for more information. Thanks for listening and join us again soon.